loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
No ratings, no date calculating.
No more waiting, no updating.
This is a Nerd Update.
Nerd it up.
That's right, it's time. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks. Jesus,
yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, but it's time for the Nerd Update. The bitches, just like the song said. Thank you, Stoddard Blackall, for that. Check him out. Stoddardblackall.com. Stoddard Blackall. Like you'd spell Blackall. No spaces, no caps, just StoddardBlackall.com. He's the guy who does all the music for the show. Really talented guy. Love him to death. Had him on the show multiple times. Funny, awesome dude. Check him out, Stoddard Blackall. Follow his tweets at Stoddard Blackall. I don't know Stoddy Blackall because it Twitter's too. You got to have a short handle on that. anyway, guys, great. Super talented. Joined with Vanessa yet again. And this is her first Nerd Update.
Yeah, it is.
We just did some reactions. There's some cool stuff coming out and saw some music videos.
Yeah.
Just doing the production thing.
Super exciting stuff.
But let's get right into the Nerd Update. You listen to the Nerd Update. You've listened to it before.
Uh-huh.
You know how this works. We literally just bitch about the industry.
Yep, pretty much.
So you're ready to bitch about the nerdy news, nerdy films, and all the things that are coming up.
All things nerdy.
All things nerdy. Well, at least movie-wise. There's a lot of things that we might get controversial. Because we both have strong opinions on things.
We do.
And we might actually get into an argument on about some stuff. So this will be interesting for you people listening, because we might get into a fucking fight, and I might get my ass kicked by Vanessa. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna get my ass kicked by you.
I could take him
easily. Are you kidding? Duh. There's no question about
no
that.
No question.
You don't have to rub it in my face. God, does it make you feel big? Do you feel big now? Huh? Bully.
Yeah.
The big bully.
Yeah, I do.
Bullying me. You can go to hell. No, sir. All right, let's just get to it. All right, so here we go. Fox's Gotham has been teasing fans with the debut of Joker's twisted, tainted love, Harley Quinn. In fact, the showrunners have gone out of their way on numerous occasions to bait fans with her appearance. In the past, those close to the show have mentioned the character in several interviews and even went so far as to feature someone who looked and sounded an awful lot like the hyena-loving psychopath in the show. Oh, and there was also that time when David Mazouz, who plays young Bruce Wayne on the show, stated flat out that Harley was indeed headed to the crime-ridden alleyways of DC's most notorious metropolis. As many fans have grown tired of the will-they-or-won't-they nature of the situation, showrunner John Stevens has recently come forward to give fans a definitive statement on Harley Quinn in Gotham. All right?
That is
so this is a young
very
Harley,
exciting.
Young Harley Quinn in Gotham. This is like a distinct Harleen Quinzel, excuse me. so he says, it's not going to happen. So there you go. Never mind. Don't
oh
your hopes
my
up.
God.
Screw you. That's what you get. Got your hopes up just to dash them. Just to dash them. No, look, here's the thing.
Story of my life.
He has to say that, but I think he's bullshitting. Just like they did with
yeah.
Jerome
no,
and the Joker.
No, because it's true. They have, like, I'm not caught up on Gotham, but they did. I do remember them teasing
right.
Harley stuff. So.
So Stevens told CBR point blank during an extensive interview that it's not going to happen. He says, let's put it out there. The discussions we've been having is, look, we know Harley Quinn is never going to be on our show. He sounds like frustrated.
He said Harley Quinn, though.
Yeah.
He didn't say Harleen,
yeah,
which is who
yeah,
would be on
Harley
the show.
He said Harley Quinn. He said not Harleen. Quinzel. So
I mean, I might be looking too much into that.
No,
but
that's an excellent point. He didn't. He's a writer, so he's a showrunner and a writer. He's being really clever about it. So you're absolutely right about that. That's an astute point. So here's the thing.
I know things.
Oh yeah, you know things. You know things about stuff, and you know stuff about things. I totally know that. I mean, I don't know as much things about stuff, but I know a lot of stuff about things. So that's where we kind of complement each other. Between the two of us, we have a brain.
Yay!
Well, you have a brain. I just borrow it.
Sometimes, yeah.
When you allow me to.
Yeah.
To think. Am I allowed to think?
What do you mean when I allow you to think?
Anyway.
Whatever.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
I don't know. You were going to go get me coffee.
Oh, my God. Don't bring the... I had to get someone coffee. They just said, get me coffee. And then hit me in the face. She hit me in the face.
Why do you make me so mean?
She woke me up. In a sound sleep. And hit me in the face. I cried. And then she laughed when I was crying. And she hit me again and said, get me coffee, bitch. And I went and got her coffee.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Uh-huh.
She's totally agreeing to the whole thing. So
I am.
You're totally agreeing to it. So it doesn't. All right.
Bitch.
So, ow. Why? Why? Why do I keep coming back to you, Ike? Ike. Turn this into Tina Turner now. Fucking hell. All right. Anyway, back to Harley Quinn being on Gotham. Would you like a young Harley Quinn? Harley Quinzel on Gotham?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Not even going to let you finish the question.
What do you think about Jerome? Do you think he's...
I like Jerome. I think he's great.
Do you think he's the Joker?
Yeah.
You said he wasn't, though. You said...
No, I didn't. You keep saying that I said that he wasn't the Joker.
I thought you said
because
that.
Because you were like, he plays the Joker, and I'm like, well, he's not the Joker yet. I don't mean that he's not capable of being the Joker. Right now, he's still Jerome. He's not... The whole point of all these characters is they're not them yet.
Right. Well, I mean, well, okay, fair enough. That's why you made a good point about...
Ted's technicality.
That's why you said the point about Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, he didn't say Harleen. And no, I'm like, he didn't say Harleen. That's... Yeah, exactly. Stevens shared a similar statement with fans of the show while attending last summer's San Diego Comic-Con. He said, I had thought I had said, and I might not have said it, we'll see a Harley Quinn-esque character, but we're never going to see Harley Quinn's. Well, of course not.
Because
Gotham is about... It's a prequel to everything, so we're not going to see Catwoman either.
I mean,
we're not going to see Batman.
Season 2 was called Rise of the Villains.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So...
Yeah, so it doesn't... Yeah. It's like, we've seen... Like, look, we get it. It's Gotham. We're not going to see Batman. We're not going to see the Joker. We're not going to... Because it's before that shit.
Yeah.
It's before they show
up.
He
thinks he's being smart, but he's not smart. You're dumb.
You're not tricking
anyone.
We get it. Yeah. Controversy. Told you. Right off the bat, guys. Anytime Harley Quinn's involved. But I would like to see a sort of proto-Quinn... Proto Harleen Quinn.
I wonder if they're auditioning for that. I feel like I would fit that really well.
You would, but they're looking for younger.
Yeah, like 11.
Not ancient.
12. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Ooh, aren't you older than Margot Robbie? She hates being called...
Aren't
that.
You older than me?
I'm older than a lot of people.
So you're old as fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm just old.
No, I'm not that old.
I'm glad we agree.
I
on
look
that.
Younger than you. No, that's not true. You
no,
look. You look
not
young.
True.
Not only do you look younger than me, you look better than me. God damn it! Well, but that's strange. But that's because you're a woman. Women just look better than men. It's not fair. It's not fair. It doesn't matter how pretty I get. Never pretty.
Sorry. Oh, I think you're pretty.
Shut up. No one asked you. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it my eyes? No. Let's do the... Okay. So, look, the whole point of Gotham is that they're trying to introduce these characters. So the whole point of the show is a tease to begin with.
Yeah.
The whole show is predicated on the idea that, oh, you're not going to see these characters, but you're going to see characters that might turn into them. And you can sort of play the sort of 2+2=4 game or what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. So that's where they're going with it. I'm okay with that. Whatever. It's going to be Harleen. They're going to do Harleen Quinzel.
They are.
And we're going to call her like Haley or something.
Haley.
And her name will be Haley. Hey, I'm helping you out, Gotham. Helping you out, writers of Gotham. Call her Haley.
But baby Harley. Call her Haley. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but how much younger is she than Jerome, or excuse me, the Joker? Excuse me, the Joker, not Jerome.
I don't know. I don't know if that was ever established.
Yeah, because like, if she... Yeah, because in the DC universe, the movie universe, he's an older Joker.
Yeah.
And she's an older Harley Quinn, right? They're older. But she doesn't look older. She doesn't, like, what the... Isn't the Joker supposed to be Jared Leto's age, which is 45, 44? By the way, guys, Jared Leto's 44.
Well, but I mean, if you think
Holy
about
shit.
It, though, I mean, depending on which Harley origin...
Well, can we reflect
story?
On the fact that Jared Leto is only, like, not only, but he's 44 and he looks...
24?
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
How fit?
It's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
It's not fair.
I look older than you, than Jared Leto.
No, you don't.
Oh, thank God. Yes. score.
No, but depending, I feel like depending on what, like, version of Harley's origin story you look at, no matter what, she's a psychiatrist, and you have to go to pretty extensive schooling to be a psychiatrist. So yeah. I feel like...
Like, it's a I feel what's like the minimum,
he's,
8 years?
If he's older than her...
Right.
He wouldn't be that much older than her, I don't think.
No, you're absolutely right about that. So, but, well, and she clearly
she's got to be in at least in her late 20s.
Well, yeah. What I'm thinking with her is if they... Well, I mean, this has nothing to do with the article. This is just about Fox's Gotham, but they were going to do Gotham City Sirens. They're not doing Gotham City Sirens anymore.
I don't have... Are you sure that's been canceled?
Yeah. I remember I pulled up the article and showed it to you.
No, I pulled up the article and said the last time it was reported on was...
They said it,
like,
wasn't happening. This season, remember? What? The guys are working for Warner Brothers. Not Warner Brothers, but yeah, Warner Brothers DC branch. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they said they're not doing that because they've got...
Well,
here's why. I mean, they've got...
Well, I wouldn't say it's canceled. Maybe it's been shelved, but I don't think it's been canceled.
But here's why it's been shelved or canceled or whatever.
Don't kill my dreams.
Is because they're doing a Joker Harley Quinn movie. You know that.
Yeah.
They're doing a Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
And then they were going to do... What was it? Oh, shit.
The Joker origin.
The Joker origin. And, of course, Harley Quinn's going to be there probably at the end.
Yeah, probably at the end.
But or maybe not. Maybe he ran into her, like, multiple times. I mean, Joker's been in and out of Arkham. So, you know, he's been in and out of there for how many years? Until he killed Jason Todd. Which isn't a spoiler. You saw Robin's costume there.
Yeah, and Batman versus...
So Joker's got to be... He's got to be as old as Batman, if not older, right?
Yeah.
In some stories, the Joker's older than Batman. In other stories, he's younger.
Well, yeah. Like, you know, I mean... Shit. Jack Nicholson was clearly older than...
Yeah. I still think that...
I can't
remember
who played Batman in the movie, but...
Well, I mean, regardless, I mean, look, if they ever do Gotham City Sirens, it's probably going to be... It's probably not going to be for a while because they have, like, a Joker trilogy coming up.
I kind of hope they don't do Gotham City Sirens, honestly.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, let's move along to the next one. Check this shit out, Vanessa. This is crazy. Apparently, the new version of It that's out, which isn't a remake, the new It that's in theaters, the old horror franchise, which is new now. It's not a remake, though.
No.
Because it would be a TV show if it was a remake?
Well, no. It's an adaptation, I think. Okay. It's more accurate.
Fair enough, yeah.
Because you're right, they didn't re...
Well, regardless, here's the news about It. It's the highest grossing horror movie of all time.
Really?
Check this out. As evidence...
I knew it broke records opening weekend. But.
Yeah, check this out. As evidenced by the box office numbers for It, the expert marketing campaign of clowns are horrifying and groups of 80s kids are awesome was enough to drive audiences into theaters in droves. In fact, fans have turned out in such mass that the movie was able to surpass a massive milestone. As of now, It, the version that's in theaters now, It, that movie... It is officially the highest grossing horror movie ever at the domestic box office. At American theaters. In the domestic box office. It is the highest grossing horror movie of all time. Ever.
How much did it make?
Let's see. $232 million. Wow. No, that's just The Exorcist. Hold on a second. Here's the thing. Warner Brothers has announced the victory over the recent title holder, The Exorcist. Now that finished at $232 million. That was the $232 million was Exorcist.
Okay.
Unadjusted for inflation, so that's unadjusted. While It has added $3.4 million to its total as of Thursday, to amass $236 million, it's pretty much like $441 million. Holy shit!
Wow.
It currently stands at $404 million globally. Globally, it's already at $404 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
people,
that's amazing.
People love scary clowns. They fucking love them. They love them. I don't know why. I hate scary clowns. I hate creepy clowns. I hate clowns in general. Even if they're not scary, I don't like clowns. Joker's a clown.
Creepy.
The Joker is a clown and he's a killer. He's a killer. He kills people in Batman and he's a clown. Clowns are just evil. I know they didn't start off evil, but they became evil. Tim Curry made clowns cool and creepy.
I want to find whoever the first person was to decide that clowns needed to be made scary and
punish them. I think it's the fact that they're just so happy all the time. And to think that they're so happy, And but like that they've got something sinister going behind that happiness. It's like, hey, look at this bright makeup. It's all facade for someone crazy. Like that's how I always looked at the Joker. It's
creepy. Yes. And yeah.
I hate to keep drawing connections between Pennywise and the Joker, but come on. There were times when we saw it.
It's just the nerds.
We saw this
us.
Version. The,
yes,
this
we did.
With what's his name? Peter Skarsgård or whatever?
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. We saw that, and we're going to do a review for that eventually.
It's all
right. We'll do a review for that eventually, right?
No, of course
we're not going to.
We
saw it.
We
saw it. But, we're not going to give you the word yet, but everyone's seen this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Everyone apparently has seen this movie. I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised at how much money it's made already. And
me too. And not because it,
it beat The Exorcist.
Yeah.
That's like beating Star in the world of horror movies. Beating The Exorcist is like beating the original Star Wars: A New Hope or something. Like as far as like a domestic box office, it's like beating Titanic or Avatar. It's like beating like other things.
Yeah.
Like in the horror movie universe, beating The Exorcist. With a domestic gross that high is insane. So that is massive.
No,
that's like
that's
when Deadpool
huge.
Deadpool was the first R-rated movie to make. It was the highest grossing R-rated movie. It was like $600 million in its opening weekend. Deadpool.
Yeah, I think I remember
so
that.
So this version of it has turned into that, which is crazy.
It has turned into that.
It has turned into that. It has turned into that. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. It has turned into that. No, it is that. That is what's happening, is it. It is what's now. It is the new thing. It is, though. I mean, I want to review it, though, kind of, in this. But we can't. I'm just saying, I don't know how they did it. Like, how they made that happen. Or, where they got the correlation or whatever.
What do you mean, between The Exorcist?
Why it made so much fucking money. How did that happen? That's insane. It made
because
so much money. It blew up.
Well, yeah. I think it was a combination of, enough people loved the book.
Right.
Enough people loved the miniseries with
Jim
Curry.
Yeah, I grew up with the mini. I grew up watching that.
So all those
weird
people came.
Yeah.
And
I'm
then,
just blown away.
And then, word of mouth. And,
then the 80s nostalgia.
Like and then the nostalgia. And
I mean, Stranger Things had that 80s. You didn't watch Stranger Things.
I did not
That's
watch
That's your
Stranger
fault.
Things.
That's your loss.
I'm sorry.
Because Stranger Things is awesome.
I'm a nerd failure.
But I think they kind of banked. They saw what Stranger Things did with the 80s vibe. And they're like, hey, that's a cool thing. What if we did that with it?
But wasn't Stranger Things the 60s?
No, it was the 80s.
Oh,
it was
okay.
The 60s. You're confusing it with Stranger Things.
Yeah,
but that's because this version of it felt like the 80s, but it also felt like the 60s. Wasn't it weird?
Well, I feel like from the 80s to the 60s, it's kind of... Or 60s, the 80s to the 60s. We're going back in time.
Yeah, why not?
From
let's hop in the DeLorean, man.
From the 60s to
let's
the 80s, it's kind of similar, stylistically.
Yeah.
So.
What are you talking about? I was born in the 80s. What do you mean similar stylistically?
You weren't born in the 60s?
No.
You're not that old?
Shut the hell up. I will kick you off this show.
You can try.
I can't. So let's see. But it was great. I don't want to review it, but I will say that it was great.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know if it earned the money it made, because I've seen I've seen horror movies, like really fucked up scary horror movies, that I'm like, this should have made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And this version, it, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm like, I look at other horror movies like Babadook, which I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, what an amazing original story.
Yeah.
What a fucking amazing original story Babadook was. Okay. Such a good horror movie.
So, but here's my opinion on the situation.
But it didn't blow up at the. I mean, it did.
Yeah.
It did at the box office kind of blow up, and it was awesome. But this has surpassed it.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And but I feel like part of the reason, and this is just my outlook on the situation. I feel like I'm really picky about the movies that I'm going to spend money on to see in the theater.
I agree.
I'm not going to go see. I generally don't see horror movies in theaters.
Right.
And I'm not going to go see a comedy in a theater.
What? You'll not see a comedy in a theater? Why?
Well, because
sayest thou.
You go to the movie theater for the cinematic experience. So basically, if it's not like yeah. a big action movie or something that I want to spend the money on the experience, then I can watch it at home.
Well,
you know what I mean? You're not really missing anything if you watch
these
it at
days,
home.
These days, it's better to go see the big movie, like the big blockbuster films in the theaters.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Otherwise, it just feels like a waste of money, doesn't it? To see anything that is less than
yeah.
the big thing.
So generally, in the past, horror movies haven't done well in theaters
because of that trend. Yeah.
Of that trend.
The
and
last
now
movie, I think the last good, like the last, besides It, the last horror movie I remember that blew up in theaters was like Paranormal Activity or Insidious.
Or the Conjuring.
Conjuring, that's turned into a whole franchise, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. Annabelle and Annabelle Creation and all the other, the Crooked Man, it's like a whole, is that
well,
Conjuring?
Crooked, I wouldn't consider that The Conjuring because James Wan wasn't attached to it.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's in the wheelhouse.
It was terrible.
I mean, it's all in the wheelhouse, though. It's
but,
all within the same thing, the same universe.
So then, yes, technically there are 5 Conjuring movies.
In a
if
sense.
If you think about it that way.
Yeah,
there's
why
Conjuring,
not?
Conjuring 2.
Yeah.
Annabelle and Annabelle Creation.
So, but with It, there's only going to be a second one. I mean, we already have a release date for It, Chapter 2. Which was September of 2019, I believe.
Yeah.
So they're gonna wait.
I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah, two years, but that's enough time to really make a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, this was good.
Yeah.
But they can make the next one even better, and they could take what was good about this one and expound upon it and expand upon it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really well done, but here's some other horror movies of note that
Ooh.
Made a lot of money in the box office. We got Sixth Sense, which is at $293 million. We got Jaws, that's a deep cut throwback, $260 million with Jaws. I Am Legend. What?
Really?
256? Oh, I guess they consider that a horror movie.
Weird.
Sixth is considered drama, even those records are on target for It. I don't know. Legend? I Am Legend? Huh.
I don't buy that. I don't believe it.
Well, in the end, It is well poised to pass $300 million by early October domestically.
Wow.
Domestically. That's just domestic. But it's
I kinda
already
wanna see
but
it again,
globally,
I'm not going to lie.
So you take that $300 million and then you put that to the global number, which is already at $404 million.
Yeah.
And you look at how much it costs to make the movie. This is like the studio is like, oh yeah, and they're just like beating off all over the stock market. Like, yeah, this is great. We made what? Who made It? Was it Warner Brothers?
I think
Fox?
It was. No. I think it was Warner Brothers because
yeah.
I remember the logo. I think.
Oh, okay. I think it was Warner Brothers. It was Warner. That's it's one of those
I think
movies
it was
where
Warner
when
Brothers.
You describe it, you're it. Saying the name when
yeah.
you describe it. Every time you say it, it's always that fucking
it's bizarre.
Yeah, I walked out of that movie like this was well done. I'm just
yeah.
I will say that, but we'll do a review later, obviously.
We will.
But it was well done, so I can't. But we'll get more into that later on. I think that's enough for It. But wow, I can't. That's fucking amazing that It is this new version of it is the highest grossing horror movie of all time.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That's crazy. I never thought that would. I mean, I didn't. When I was watching it, I wasn't thinking that was going to happen.
No, I mean,
I creeped out and messed up by it because it's clowns and it's fucked up, and other scary stuff too.
I wonder if because it did so well at the box office,
right,
and got such good reviews,
they're gonna pull a Matrix.
No,
sorry.
I'm actually wondering if there's gonna be any Oscar buzz.
Ooh, because there might be. That's a good question.
That would be different.
Well, the talent, it depends
that
on the talent
new.
They get attached to it. I mean, didn't you see a dream casting for, not the Dreamcast by Sega, we're talking a dream casting, like if you're going to cast this movie with your dream cast. Didn't you say Paul Rudd was something that people put online for one of the roles?
Yeah.
Who else do they have on there?
I didn't actually watch the video.
Yeah, but I think that's a cool idea. Paul Rudd could be what,
no,
like
no,
the fat
I mean,
kid?
I mean around It, the first movie. I wonder if there's going to, because it did so well at the box office, if
right.
there's going to be Oscar buzz for...
For this
for
one?
For this one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the sequel.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
We're talking current It.
Current It.
Current It is going to get... Oh, you think it's going to get Oscar buzz because
I
of
think
the
it,
box
because
office?
Because it was so successful. I mean, yeah.
Maybe.
It was successful for a reason.
It
got great reviews.
It might. I can see It possibly getting that.
Maybe, you know... Costumes.
Fair enough.
Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Cinematography, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it deserves an Oscar, but I don't know what category would you put it in. There's no horror category at the Oscars.
There isn't a horror category, and that upsets me.
So what category would it be under? Is there a comedy category at the Oscars? I don't even know how the Oscars fucking
work. No. I'm just saying it could be anything else, though, because they have a bunch of, like, behind-the-scenes awards, like best direction, best cinematography, best costumes.
Screw it.
Score.
Screw the awards. Screw the accolades. Screw it. Whatever. The money speaks for itself, guys, all right? Like, sorry, but it made the money, so yeah. Whatever. It already has won. It's one.
Well,
it's,
yes. It's got. It's done, yeah.
As far as horror movies go, I'm just amazed that it's this one that broke the record. I'm just really. But again, it's, you know, Pennywise, it's Creepy Clowns. What can you do?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're moving on to things that you don't know about, Vanessa. Are you ready?
Oh, goody. Okay. Educate me.
Let's see. Hold on. It's time for something you don't know about. Well, okay. First of all, you don't know about Star Trek, right, Vanessa?
No.
Okay. So Vanessa doesn't know Star Trek. But Vanessa knows Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yes.
What about this? Quentin Tarantino is such a fucking nerd. He wants to direct a Star Trek movie. In fact, he wants to direct the next Star Trek movie. What do you think about that?
I think that's going to be a very interesting Star Trek movie.
Holy fuck. There's going to be a lot of F-bombs and people getting blown up and shit.
Are we going to get an R-rated Star Trek movie?
That's going to be awesome. If Quentin Tarantino, like, he wanted to direct a Bond movie.
That would have been cool.
That would have been amazing.
I would watch that.
A Bond movie?
I might watch a Tarantino Star Trek.
Yeah, you know, he was going to try and do Casino Royale. Quentin Tarantino.
I haven't seen Casino Royale.
With Daniel Craig?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
That's like that reinvented James Bond. It made him more badass.
I haven't seen any of the James Bond movies.
You haven't seen any of them?
No.
All right, well, that's enough from you. We're going to end this nerd update. You're not a nerd. We're revoking the card. You don't like Star Wars, Star Trek, or anything? Okay. So with him directing Star Trek, what do you think? Does that make you more keen on watching a Star Trek movie, knowing that he would direct it or be involved?
Yeah. No, it does. Oh, and I haven't.
He really wants to do it, apparently.
I saw the first.
He was approached by TMZ, and they were asking him what he'd like to do. And he said it'd be worth having a meeting about doing a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
He's really, I guess that means he's really interested. I don't know. He said it'd be worth having a meeting about. He's already got, his next two films will be Kill Bill Volume 3.
Really?
Yes, he's going to do it. He's doing it. You know why?
Kill Bill Volume 3 is
it's
happening?
Almost because, well, remember in the first Kill Bill when she kills, what's her name's mom? But she kills.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
She's got a little
yeah.
girl, then she says, like, yeah. meet me later on.
Yeah. Oh,
remember she said that to her, hey, what? If you're still mad about this later on in life,
come find me.
And you know, so that's what's gonna happen.
Why didn't
Vernita
know
Green's daughter is
this?
Gonna go after the bride, after Beatrix Kiddo. Yeah, well, Quentin Tarantino said he wanted to do that. He said literally if I was gonna make a sequel to it, it'd be 10 years later.
Seriously,
so
I'm
it's
a
almost
failure
10 years.
As a nerd.
Yeah, so I mean he's talked about this forever. He said, yeah, I was gonna do a third one anyway where she comes after the bride.
Well, yeah, but I didn't realize it was like legit.
Well, and then
actually
get this.
Gonna happen.
So we out sidebar, out of nowhere, Vanessa and I were talking about the Manson murders out of nowhere. I don't know why, but oddly enough, he's going to do an untitled Manson family project.
Oh, wow.
After Kill Bill Volume 3, he's going to do something about the Manson family. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
I'll watch that.
I'll watch that. Him doing anything I'd watch. Yeah. I could watch him direct anything. I've loved all the movies he's done. Hateful Eight, I enjoyed. Django Unchained was awesome. Goddamn, Pulp Fiction. Kill Bill Volume 1, Volume 2.
Yeah.
The guys, like, I mean, I even liked Death Proof, even though, was it Tarantino said that was the worst one he's ever done?
I love Death Proof.
He said that's the worst one he's ever done. He's like, that's...
Did you watch all the Grindhouse films?
What? There's only two, like, ones. There's Robert Rodriguez's and Quentin Tarantino's.
The Death Proof and Planet Terror?
Yeah. It's just those two with the trailers in between. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No,
Don't you even know?
But who did... So Tarantino didn't do Machete?
No. Machete's Robert Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, okay.
Yeah, they're really good friends, actually. They work together and collaborate on a lot of stuff. So, okay. But they did Sin City.
So I kind of...
No, they didn't. Sorry, that was Frank Miller.
I lose track of who does what where,
right?
And how much
Frank Miller, Sin City was Frank Miller and Robert Rodriguez, yeah. But Rodriguez did like Desperado. Remember that movie?
Yes,
Dopeness.
I love that movie.
Oh my god! And
love all those movies.
Tarantino wrote From Dusk Till Dawn, but I think Robert Rodriguez directed it. I could be wrong there. It could have been somebody else, but I know Tarantino wrote it or Rodriguez wrote it. Anyway, they've been working together forever. But I would love to see Tarantino do a Star Trek movie. How fucking random and awesome would that be?
I would
be?
Watch that.
That would be great. He writes amazing dialogue, so I think it would be like, if he he wouldn't be writing it, he'd just be directing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he's directing it, he's gonna make it his own.
Oh, yeah.
He's a hyper-stylized filmmaker, came out of, like, the sort of, I guess, grunge era, sort of industrial era of filmmaking, sort of like post-New Wave 80s, like sort of like, yeah, we're kind of angsty and we're big fans of the movies, so we're going to make our own movies and make commentary about the movies, in the movies. We're going to be meta movies, man. He's from that kind of Kevin Smith thing.
Yeah.
Even though Kevin Smith, a lot of people say fell off the deep end, but I don't know. I think he's still good. I think he's still got good shit. I liked Tusk, despite what other people said about it. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. We talked
Tusk
about
was
Tusk
good. Even though it was
I
weird.
Can't watch it just because of the gore. It looked good and
it's
it looked
not that
funny.
Bad. It's just body horror stuff. That's all. Not that's that. Well, anyway, so I'm down for this. You know, we should get other awesome directors to do like franchises.
Yeah.
Like we got.
Yeah, we should.
We got like, but like Wes Anderson should do a Star Wars movie. How amazing would that be?
I think I feel like that would be a really weird Star Wars
it
movie.
It would be. Oh, well, Star Wars isn't weird enough. Get
well,
Wes Anderson
I mean,
to direct
it.
No, it
is, but I don't know. I think that would might push it a little bit.
Well,
but.
Fuck it. Push it real good. Come on, Wes Anderson. Make it happen. Make it so. Who else would be like another bizarre filmmaker? Like Darren Aronofsky?
M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan? No.
He's not allowed to touch anything anymore.
Well, that, you know... Oddly enough that you bring up M. Night Shyamalan, because that's the next story and the last one for the Nerd
Is
Update.
Is it really?
Yes, M. Night Shyamalan, a ding-dong. Give Shyamalan a dog a bone.
Ding-dong.
This old man is...
Okay,
but yeah, sure, why not? Thanks, thank you. I forgot how it ended. All right, so if you haven't seen M. Night Shyamalan Split yet with James McAvoy...
I haven't.
Apparently that's awesome. Or you just don't care.
No, I want to see it.
Well, be warned, there will be spoilers going on. Have you seen Split?
No.
Okay. Shit. This is going to ruin Split for
That's
you.
That's okay. I know how it ends.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
How do you know how it ends?
Mean friends.
Oh, sorry. Hold on a second. Okay. So you don't care if we spoil Split?
No.
Okay. I'm going to spoil it for
okay.
you. And I haven't seen it, but I don't care. Because I saw that it was directed by M. Night Shyamalan. I'm sorry, whenever I see M. Night Shyamalan's name, even the audience groans when M. Night Shyamalan shows up.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, Split had a twist.
Uh-huh.
There's a... Because it's M. Night Shyamalan. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Fucking surprise.
Fucking shocker.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan had a twist ending. But it wasn't really a twist ending. I guess the twist for that movie was he had another personality in his personality thing that was... He had multiple personalities in Split.
Yeah,
he had like 23.
30,
yeah, 32? Wait, 23?
23.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 23 personalities. And I guess one of them was called The Beast. Oh, spooky. The Beast. And I guess there's a weird supernatural turn at the end where it's like, oh, you think it's the Beast is coming out of him or whatever. And he kind of starts... I think that's one of the twists that happens. I haven't seen it.
No, that was
but
in the trailer.
The other weird twist is that at the end, Bruce Willis's character from Unbreakable shows up at the end of this movie...
Okay.
From Unbreakable, which I loved Unbreakable. I thought that was a great sort of modern day superhero movie, but it was still fucked up, you know. But it was like really cool. It was like, and Samuel Jackson played Mr. Glass in that. So one of the biggest twists arrived at the very end with the appearance of David Dunn, played by Bruce Willis, revealing Split to be a stealthy sequel to M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable. A sequel was soon announced, which would bring back Bruce Willis as David Dunn, Samuel Jackson as Elijah Price, James McAvoy as Kevin Wendell Crumb, and Anya Taylor-Joy as Casey Crook to conclude the trilogy. So Willis and Jackson are coming back to do it. Joseph Dunn, the character, the son of David Dunn.
Uh-huh.
So his that kid, that character will be back. I think the kid, the same actor, is going to be back too, which would be cool.
Yeah.
And then we got Charlene Woodard will also be back as Mrs. Price, the mother to Samuel Jackson's Mr. Glass. Yeah, and then Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story, she's also joined, but we don't know what part she's playing.
Oh, that's cool. I like Sarah. We know that she's joined.
So it's written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan, of course, and it'll be the upcoming sequel. It'll find David Dunn pursuing Crumb's superhuman figure of the Beast in a series of escalating encounters, while the shadowy presence of Price emerges as an orchestrator who holds secrets critical to both men. Glass, it's just called Glass, is set for a January 18th, 2019 release. Okay.
Oh, so...
I liked Unbreakable, and I would have loved to have seen a sequel to that, you know, like, back in the, like, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, back in, like, yeah, honestly, like, maybe 2010 would probably be the last time I'd want to see a sequel to that. Now I'm like,
Well, it's because we're not really...
Because there's so
fans
many
fans of M. Night Shyamalan right now.
Well, it was like a realistic superhero movie, but now we've had like Batman Begins, which was sort of a realistic superhero movie.
Yeah.
Kind of. We had X-Men, which was sort of like realism injected into that kind of shit too. So, like, this would just be more of that. But I wanted that sequel years ago. But now they're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how long? Like, when did that come out? Unbreakable? That was like 2002?
I have no idea.
That was 2002. It was. 2002, 2003.
Huh.
So, what? It's been 13 years. 13 years? 12 to 13 years since that movie came out, and now we're getting a sequel to it?
It happens.
What the... But... I mean, are you excited about that? Do you think, oh, that's really cool, he's finally doing it? Or are you like, what
the
fuck?
No, I definitely, regardless of whether I've seen them or not, or whether I'm excited about a series, I always get excited about, like, I don't know why, I just get really excited about sequels. I enjoy, like, a series of things.
Right.
You know.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. So, yes. And
anthologies
now,
and whatnot. Yeah. Like ongoing storytelling.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I like things, like, if they're connected and they're meant to be connected, I think it's cool. And I knew that he wanted to do a sequel, and I knew that he wanted to do something with this. I just didn't know he would ever do it. I just thought he was going to do a bunch of village-type movies. No offense.
You know what offense?
Because that's bullshit. You can't... If a twist ending is what you... hang your career on,
yeah,
that kind of, you kind of set yourself up for disappointment, because how are you ever gonna, like, the first your hit was a twist movie,
yeah,
so now you gotta make it, now your thing in Hollywood, now you gotta keep doing twists or else you're fucked. So he's kind of pigeonholed himself now in this scenario where it's like he's got to do a twist, but now the twist was, hey, it's connected to Unbreakable. Oh, okay. And it's connected to other shit too, maybe The Sixth Sense also, but that'd be weird because Bruce Willis was dead in that. So maybe it's his reincarnated ghost, I don't know, whatever. And then that kid from Avatar shows up.
What?
The Last Airbender.
Yeah,
that kid shows up, he's connected somehow.
Just connect all of them,
why not connect all the M. Night Shyamalan
and
movies.
The little monster from Lady in the Water,
was it The Happening
monster?
Mark Wahlberg shows up from The Happening. I'm a scientist,
just everyone,
I swear to God, I'm a scientist,
everyone.
Oh God, Mark Wahlberg, as a scientist, I think he played
doesn't
a teacher.
Fit.
I think even a teacher.
Doesn't
it's like, what,
well, he played a teacher in The Gambler.
Yeah, what, a gym teacher?
He was like a math teacher or
in
The Gambler.
I don't care. It's Mark Wahlberg. He could play a gym teacher.
He's
not allowed. He's not a math teacher. Would you cast Mark Wahlberg as a math teacher or as a gym teacher?
As a gym teacher.
Yes, as the funny gym teacher. Sorry. He'd be great, but not a mathematician. It's Mark Wahlberg from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
We're not giving him enough credit.
Whatever. All right. Well, I guess it's going to do it. We're going to have to end it here because we've gone on at length about the nerdiness for way too long. We're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited. You're excited. Everyone's excited for this, sure, Unbreakable franchise situation. I'm 110% sure. If not, I mean, look, I get it. This may be too obscure for people and go over their heads. I understand. For me, it's like, I'm like, yeah, they finally are making the sequel, but I'm like, but I don't care now. Like, enough time has passed where I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Where was this 10 years ago?
And I was like, honestly, 5 years ago even, I could have been like, yeah, you know what? 2012 would have been cool.
Maybe you'll change your mind after you see Split.
Yeah, I got to see Split. But now I want to. Knowing this makes me want to see Split. Knowing that it's connected to Unbreakable and that there's going to be another movie. It's just called Glass. Because they called Samuel Jackson's character in Unbreakable.
I have to watch that tonight.
Yeah, they called him Mr. Glass in Unbreakable. Yeah. So, I mean, because he would break. Because he knew that if he had a condition where he was breakable all the time, then Bruce Willis, then there would be someone who was the opposite of him that'd be a superhero.
Huh.
Like Bruce Willis. And his character was unbreakable. He couldn't die. He couldn't. The only thing that would do it was water. He would choke. He would drown. That was his weakness. But M. Night Shyamalan has water as a weakness for everything. Aliens were weak to water.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's
Lady
like, water.
In the water.
He's like, but yeah, why does water make people weak? Like, we're humans. We're 70% water.
We need it to survive.
The planet's like 70% water. All right, well, we're not going to pick. Look, it's M. Night Shyamalan. Picking a fight with him's stupid. Because everyone's already picked a fight with him. He's had enough.
Yeah.
And we've had enough with this nerd
Poor
update.
Guy, we just got to let him go.
No, thanks for tuning in, guys, yet again. We always appreciate it. Follow the tweets at Team Awesome Make. Like that Facebook page. Go to the YouTube channel. It's free. We do videos and stuff there. It's fun. Simmer Mike. It's all caps, like we're yelling at you. Simmer Mike, like you're cooking Simmer, and Mike is in. It's my name. So type it in all caps. You'll find it. You'll see logo. Click it, stick it, get a ticket. Whatever, man. Yes, anything out of all the stories, which one sticks out to you the most?
It.
Yeah, it blew away box office records. It's fucking crazy.
That's ridiculous.
It's almost
amazing.
It's going to be like...
I love that.
Like... Was it globally? It made 404 million. It's gonna make about 300 million, probably more.
Yeah.
Of all the horror movies that I've ever seen in theaters, I never thought that one would be the one to break records. So that's wild. But other than that, that's gonna do it, guys. Geek out over. Or, wait, geek out finished, done. What are you
doing?
Commenced? No. Not no longer commenced, finished. Oh God, my brain.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Want a fun experience? Well, you know we're doing just so right.
Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.